Okay, next Monday we have the lunch, 12 to 1. Everyone's got to be there. Two speakers are coming, Old Talmidim. One is a Rebbe, one is working in business.
Next Monday?
Yes, everyone's got to be there. Please, make a schlep in from Manhattan and from Midtown and from Teaneck. 12 to 1, we'll have pizza. We'll have to determine which classroom. And then May 5th is the Shabbaton. Okay, let's begin. We'll start the Gemara here. Take a look at the Gemara here, guys. Bidaf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, where it says Lema. See the Gemara inside. Okay? Lema. Jacob, you read the Gemara. Let's go. Lema. Everyone got in the middle of the Yomid. Okay, because we did Amud Beis. Now we got to do the Lema. Okay, let's go. What do you got? Lema. What do we say about Lema? What does Tais say? Sokh Machafal from Amud Aleph. Whenever Lema appears in Shas, it's a Havamina that 98% of the time is slugged up. Okay? 98% of the time, Itaki is slugged up. Absolutely. That's what Lema. And in this case, follow suit, it's slugged up. Lema, go ahead. Lema get denied. This issue, whether it's Dichri, it's a mitzvah, Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, is a Shaila Matanoim. Go ahead. Over what?
Over the lockdown.
Yeah, a little bit louder, please. Over luck, you did it on Yontif. You took off the various pulses. Divri who? Excellent. Okay? Yeah, go ahead. Chamim Omrim? Excellent, go ahead. Savrua? Everyone holds Lulav Ein Tzarech Ege, which means what? That you can take a Bezech or Zeh. So obviously there's no issue of what? Tassel Lominasui. Because why? Because I don't Lulav from Sukkah. It says Chag HaSukkah is Tasselachah. Right? If you make a sukkah from schach that's attached to the tree, and then you cut them off after, it's tassel lominasri. Right? That we learned in Gemara. Gemara says that on Nidal from the base. So if you hold Lulavain Tzarech Ege, there's nothing to talk about. Go ahead. And even if you want to say Tzarech Ege, maybe I don't learn out Lulav from sukkah, so there was no problem with tassel lominasri. So go ahead. Right? So therefore, when you put it together, what? It was more berries than leaves. What's the din? It's possible forever. Go ahead. So even if you diminish it, it's possible. Go ahead. Amanda what? Excellent. And the man who is makshir does not hold the yichud of mitzvahs, and therefore when you fix it, it's going to be fine. Halacha lamaisa. Okay? Yeah? So even if you hold lulav tzarech, so you're forced to say the reason Rabbi Elazar, even if you're ma'agid on novim, is because you're ma'agid on kodim shemiris on novim, and it's possible based on dichui. Okay? Even though it's dichui mi'ikara, we'll say what? We say that dichui mi'ikara is considered to be dichui, and it's a dichui etzel mitzvahs. Go ahead. So what does Gemara say?
It's love.
Everyone holds lo dachin etzel mitzvahs. Go ahead. And here the shaila is where you learn lula from sukkah. Go ahead. Mar Savar. Sir Blazer ben Tzarek learns it out Tassel and Asui, and the other man number says Lo Yafinu Misukah. Yes, so you already see that the lema was slugged up. Why? Because what was the lema? The lema was the machlokas whether you hold Dichuetzamitzes. Gemara slugs it up and says no, everyone holds Dichuetzamitzes. The machlokas is a different nekuda whether you learn lulav from Sukkah or not. Yes, so you see it follows true what I said. The lema is slugged up. Yes, so what's the other possibility? Vibayseima. Meaning everyone, if you hold Lulav Tzarech Eged, everyone will learn Lulav from Sukkah, yes? But they're arguing whether you hold Lulav Tzarech Eged. Rabbi Loz holds Lulav Tzarech Eged, therefore there's a problem of Tassel Lumenasui. And what do the Chum say? What do the Chum say? They hold what? Lulav Ein Tzarech Eged, yes? So therefore you don't get that Nakuda. You follow what I'm saying? Does everyone hear what I just said? You don't get to that akut of your old Luvain Tzarech Eged. Uba plukta the what? Uba plukta. Go ahead. So you see the Chum say Luvain Tzarech Eged. Now get this down. Please get this. What do we say in Amud Beis in the Tosis? In the first segment of the Gemara that we learned yesterday. What do we say in the segment yesterday? The first segment. What do we say? Hazmana Baalmahu. Yes? After you did egg, it was Asmana Bamu. So what was that was Rashi's Girsa. What is Tosas is the Sfarim? That even if you hold Lulav Tzarech Eged, what's the din? It's Asmana Bamu. What did Tosas say to that Girsa? Lo Yitach and Klau. Why? Because even if you hold, Tzarakayga, you're going to pass on this and Tassav Lomin Asui. Did you hear what I just said? You're going to pass on this and Tassav Lomin Asui. You're going to pass on this and Tassav Lomin Asui. But Lamai says, well, you're talking Klal, yes? The Ritva speaks out. Please get this. What did the Ritva say? The Ritva said, even according to Reb Yehuda, it's Lulav Tzarech Egin, it's Hazmana Baamu. It would not make a Dichui. But what would it be a problem? You'd have to retie it together based on what? Tassav Lomin Asui. I want you to get this down. The Aruch Lanier makes a beautiful diuk. If you guys remember correctly, the Aruch Lanier points out that Rashi in Dibur HaMaskil, Ella the Basu the Agde, yes? Ella the Basu the Agde points out that even if you hold Lulav Tzarech Eged, you still don't have to you don't have to learn Lulav from Sukkah. What did the Gemara just say? You read it very nicely. Jacob. What did you just say in the Gemara? The Gemara's assumption was that what? That if everyone holds, if you hold Lulav Tzarech Egen, then what's the assumption going to be? You're going to learn Lulav Tzarech Misukah. Yeah, Misukah, yes? Rashi said it on the base. That's not true. You don't have to say that. Rashi says it beferish there. Rashi says that Tan is telling me that even if I hold what? Lulav Tzarech Egen, I don't have to learn Lulav from Sukkah. Okay? And that's exactly what the Gemara, when the Gemara says that, Rashi's saying it's not a maskana mukhrachas. Do you understand what I'm just saying now, Adam? Again, what did you just read in the Gemara? You just read in the Gemara that Ibai said, hold Lulav Tzarech Egin, then everyone's going to hold Lulav Misukkah. The question is, will you hold Lulav Tzarech Egin? And that's what Tosis said on Amud Beis. If you have the Girsa, then if you learn Lulav Misukkah, then you're going to be a problem Tassel and Asi. I'm just saying you don't have to say that. And the riot that I'm saying is Rashi. Rashi says in Amud Beis that even if you hold Lulav Tzarech Egid, it's Azman Abam, and therefore it's not Dichui, and there also will not be a problem of what? Of Tassav Lomin Asui, because why? You don't have to learn Lulav Tzarech. He says it. You don't have to make that conclusion. So please get that down in your notes. That's the first nekuda I want you to get. That's the first mahalach. That Ritva and Tosis point out, if you hold Lulav Tzarech Egid, it's Azmana Baalma. So what? It's still going to be a problem based on what? Tassav Lomin Asui, because I learned Lulav from Sukkah. Rashi says not necessarily. Just because you hold Lulav Tzarech Egid, you might still say it's Azmana Baalma, which tells me it's not a problem of Dichui. You can't register Dichui Mikara because the ballpark doesn't begin. And what else? And number two, won't be a problem with Tassav Lomin Asui, because even if I hold Lulav Tzarech Egid, I'm not forced to say what? That I learned Lulav from Sukkah? Who says? Even though you read it right now in the Gemara and Aleph, the Boyesema, but you don't have to say that, and that's bare true with the Rashi. So I want you to get that. That's the first Malach I wanted to point out, Pshat Lamaisa, in the Gemara. Okay, so you don't have to necessarily say that. Go ahead. So what does it say, my time? Go ahead, my time.
My time at Rabbi Yehuda.
What's the reasoning? My time at Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda? Right? Because what are we saying here, Lamaisa? What is the chiddush that I want you to bring out here? What is the chiddush that we're saying here that we learn out this din? Okay, this is the chiddush. What we just pointed out now, Lamaisa, Matthew, please. What we just pointed out is what? On Amud Aleph, the assumption was that if you hold Lulav Tzarech Egid, you're going to learn Lulav from Sukkah. That's a Ritva and Tosis said on Amud Beis. Therefore, you're going to pass on Mishal Tassel Lomanasi. Rashi said black and white, not that way on Amud Beis. That even if you hold Lulav Tzarech Egid, you don't have to learn Lulav from Sukkah. And therefore, you will not come to a Psul of Tassav Lomin Asui. You will not come to such a Psul of Tassav Lomin Asui. So it comes out very what? Comes out very good, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? So we see that this din of what? Now, what is this Halacha that you learn Lulav from Sukkah? Please get it down. Rashi writes, it's a Binyanav. Dibra Maski Alfinin. You see the Rashi, three lines on the bottom? Read the Rashi, three lines on the bottom. Go ahead, Jacob. Yalfinin? Please get it down. It's a bininav. The Miri argues. The Miri says not based on a bininav. What's it called? A hekish. So it's a machloikis Rashi and the Miri. What's this limud of Tassel and also you learn from Sukkah to Lulav? Is it a bininav? You take one din and expand it to Kol Torah Kulav, or is it a hekish? Or do we say that it's considered to be a hekesh? Okay? That's the question of the mice at hand. Also, there's an asiyah. So is there a din of psul lamaisa or that? What's the limud halach lamaisa? That's what we're bothered by. Okay. All right, go ahead. My time, what's the reason Rabbi Yehuda holds Sarach Hagen? My time. What's Aguda Sezov? To put the blood on the doorpost. In Mitzrayim, take three hyssops, make a clock, put the stalks together, and then put the blood on the doorpost. So go ahead. Kimo, ksiv hacha. Malahalon. Just like the three stalks together, so too the lulav is together. Rabbanon. Why don't they hold it? Get it down. In order to say Jerushov, you need a Masorah from a Rebbe. Rashi, they said they didn't have their Masorah. They didn't have this Masorah. Okay? So they didn't have this Masorah. So we know this din. Halach l'maisa. The question is, we put the lulav and the sukkah together. He said it was a hekish l'maisa. What's the hekish? The hekish is just by sukkah it says asiyah. So soto by lulav it says asiyah. Where is the hekish l'maisa? Okay, I guess we have to assume that there's a bederach hekish. The lulav is bederach hekish. Okay, I don't know if there's a mamish with feirish hekish, but I would have said pashas more of bininav than a hekish. Okay, back to the Gemara. Go ahead, let's get this. Man what?
Man tana lahad tana lulav misa.
Oh, it's a mitzvah to tie it. If you don't tie it, it's kosher.
Money.
Who's the Tana? If it's Reb Yehuda, if you don't tie it, why is it kosher? Because you hold the tzarech hagid. You didn't do it. If you eat what? What did you do? There's no din. Lulav ain't tzarech hagid. What's the commercial answer? Lioilum. Please get it down. Please get this down, Matthew. Please, in the notes. Is hit in the midst of your eyes of the Rabbonim. So we point out some Machlokes Chaza over there in the Kudit. The Ritva writes in the midst of the Rabbonim. And Dafir Alpha and Beis, we saw it. Toysim Menachah says it's also the Rabbonim. However, Lomais Chidushian Jashim on the Rif, they hold it's the Eraisa. Shagasari claims Ram says the Eraisa. So that's a one number one Machlokes. The Manaf Kamina, hit in the midst of Shlish. Do you have to spend $8 or $9? The answer is $6.
Oh, yeah.
You add a third of what? An outside third is what? Plus two?
Yeah.
Right? So you have to what? Add, spend $8 or is it mil gav, which is what? Another half. Three plus another three. So if it's the rice, you have to spend nine. If it's the rabbani, you spend eight. That's one nekuda. Please get that down with the nafkamine. Another nekuda. Let's get it.
Another
nekuda. Do you talk about lechachilin, b'dievitz, and the rices or not? Ritva says chas v'sholot. Therefore, the Ritva says you only say on the mitzvah of the Rabbanon, hit the mitzvah of the Rabbanon. So you can talk about the chachilu b'dieven and what? On the mitzvah of the Rabbanon. On the mitzvah of the Yeraisa, either it's good, there's no concept of the Yeraisa, al chachilu the Rabbanon. That was the Ritva's comment. You remember that? Who argued on that? Please, I didn't point out to you. The Ritva, and also there's a Tyson Gittin, and Gilmez agrees with the Ritva, that on the mitzvah of the Yeraisa, there's no concept of the chachilu b'dieven. Only on the mitzvah of the Rabbanon. Can you talk about the Chachil B'Yedah? So since it's a Mitzvah Drobonon, I can talk about the Chachil B'Yedah. But if something's a Mitzvah Drobonon, you can't say it. So Rav Shechter Shlita is one of his favorite Taisim in Shas. Taisim in Nida Wataf, Samach Vavim in Beis, says no. Even at a Mitzvah D'Yeraisa, you can have a what? The Chachil B'Yedah. You get 25 points from Hashem, or 15 points from Hashem. The Chachil 25, B'Yedah 15. So you can see, you can say the Katz even at a Mitzvah D'Yeraisa. That's what Tosfos says in Nida. What can you not say lechachilu b'dieved on? Matters. Something that's a matter. Like what? Like going to mikveh. It's either good or not when you went to mikveh. You follow me? So I want you to get this double-pronged machlokes. Number one is what? Is here the mitzvah the answer of the obolon? Then afkemina whether the milgav or milgav 8 or 9. Number two, can you say lechachilu b'dieved on mitzvah d'oraisa or not? Ritva says no. Tosfos Nida says you can. Tyson Nida says you can't. Remember we said that's what Tyson proves, that chalitza is a mitzvah, remember? You have an 80-year-old man, 80-year-old woman. They have to die, they have no children, the husband dies without any children. Do you do chalitza or not? They're not interested in getting married. If it's a matzah, then you don't have to do it. If it's a mitzvah, we still do it. There are numerous dinin in Hilchos Chalitza, Perek Mitzvah Chalitza, and Chachilu B'dieved. That shows clearly that it's a mitzvah. Because if it was just a matzah, how can you talk about Chachilu B'dieved? It's either good or it's not good. This is the chiddush I want you guys to get. Okay? This is chazer over. Now I do want to tell you, the apkapas tmorim and the biurim gedolim say, the ikar chiyuv of hiter mitzvah, please get this down. There's a new nekuda, Matthew, please. The ikar mitzvah hiter mitzvah is diraisa, elishanimser adavar lechachamim. It was given over to the rabbanim, the definitions, the directives, which makom is hiter mitzvah makiv, which is not makiv. That's like davar animser lechachamim. Where does the expression come up in Shash? Davar amasli ad chachamim. We once mentioned it. Chagigah daf yiches, regarding issa malach and cholamoy. Was given over to the Chum, Dabra Ovid, Mitzvah, Tzarabim, those are Mutter. So the same expression is used by the Biurim Gedoilim, by the Kapas Tomorrow, the Biurim Gedoilim, the Iker Chiyuv of Hidr Mitzvah, the Raisa. El Anim Shadar Chum, when it's Makim, when it's not Makim. This is the shtickle I want you to get. You got it? Okay, Michal, now get this down. I wanted you to see the Rivosh. Writes the Rivosh in the Chuvis. Jacob, he saw it with Matthew, and the Chuvis of Rivosh him in Kufchav Beis. Please get it. He was asked the following shaila: if we paskin sorech eged, are you allowed to do the eged on yontif or not? Now kosher is one of the melacha d'oraisas, so I'll get out of it. Do a kesher shena shel kayama. Is that acceptable? You know what a kesher shena shel kayama is? It's not going to last 24 hours. Different shitas. Whether that's going to be 24 hours, a week, whatever. Let's assume 24 hours. So why don't you do a kesher shena shel kayama? Will you fulfill the mandate, a lulav tzarech eged, with a kesher sheino shakayama? Please get this down. This is what the Rivash was asked. The shaila, beautiful shaila. So you know what? Do you say that it's a mitzvah, then you have to do a kesher shakayama? Which one is it? You follow me? That's the shaila he was asked. If you hold like rebuted, that lulav tzarech eged, must it be a kesher shakayama or not? This is the shaila Rivash was asked. So he answered it from the Rif. The Rif paskins lulav ain't a tzarech eged. So since we paskin lulav ein tzarech eged, then you could twist it around like a vegetable. Or you could do an aniva. Like, you know what aniva is? You could do like a bow. You do a little bow. If you tie your shoes with a bow, that's not kesher. You do one, you know, one little knot with a bow, that's not kesher on Shabbos. So he says, since we heyos, since we paskin like the chachamim, lulav ein tzarech eged, so memeila what? Memeila, you can just twist it around, that's fine. And you could also what? You could also do a bow. And that's not a breach on Shabbos. And you also fulfilling the hiter mitzvah of what kesher? Because we're paskin like who the chachamim. That's what he wants to tell you. And the Ron clarifies this even better. The Ron says, if you held lulav tzarech eged, lemaisa, if you hold lulav tzarech eged, he wants to tell you, I want you to get this. That would be usher to do. The Ron clarifies this, Jacob. If you held lulav tzarech eged, it would be usher to twist it around, and it would be usher to make a bow. Because halachically, lulav tzarech eged, that makes it like a what? That makes it like a halachic what? Fixing. It's like a remakim epatish. You fulfilled tzarech eged. Even though in Hilchos Shabbat, it's not a classical kesher. But in Hilchos what? Hilchos kesher and lulav, it's good. So you would be usher to do it on Shabbos. You follow me? But heyos, since we paskin, what? Hey, yo, since we pass the lulav ein tzarech eged, there's no issur at all. And even though it's a mitzvah, it's not masakin mamet. So again, we'll chazer over the whole segment. You got this? Again, the Rivash was asked to Shiloh. If you pass the lulav tzarech eged like Reb Yudah, are you allowed to do this on Shabbos or Yontif? Can I do a mitzvah, a kesher shena shakiyam or a bol? So you know what he answered? He said from the Rif, it's clear. We pass the lulav ein tzarech eged, and you can twist it around, you can make a bow, no problem at all. It's mutter. Because the Ron adds on, because that's because we hold lulav ein tzarech eged. If you held lulav tzarech eged, then what would be the din? What would be the din, Akiva? If you held lulav tzarech eged, then even though in Hilchos Shabbos twisting it around or making a bow, Matthew, is what? It's not usur, but because in Hilchos lulav, we say lulav tzarech eged, and it therefore what? It will fulfill the mandate of eged, Lamaisa on Hilchos Lulav, then the mail will be Usher on Shabbos. You follow that? That's the chiddush he wants to say.
Even if it's Usher on Shabbos, are you still Yotze?
Even though it's Mutter Lamaisa, it would not be a problem. It's very external. But it would be Usher to do. It would be Usher to do. And that's what the Ron wants to say. The Ron wants to say, Allah Lamaisa, since we paskin ain't Sarach Egget, everything's fine. If you paskin ain't Sarach Egget, what do I mean by everything? Twisting around and putting the bow is fine. Can't make a kesh double knot, that you can't do. Why don't you tell me it's a mitzvah? You're right, it's a mitzvah, but we don't take the mitzvah to the degree, oh, now in Hilchos Lulav, you fulfill this mitzvah, because B'ikar Din, you don't need it. You follow me? That's the chiddush I want you guys to get. Even though it's a mitzvah la'agdo, it will not be usher and Shabbos miyontif. Even though I fulfill the mitzvah, because I really don't hold luluf tzarkeket. I hold a kol luluf aim tzarkeket. Yes, Adam.
Wait, so we said if you hold aim tzarkeket, then it's not a problem, but then if you hold that luluf tzarkeket,
it will be a problem. Even though in Hilchos Shabbos, twisting it around and what? And making a bowl will not be a kesher, but in Hilchos luluf, it constitutes a kesher, so it'll spill over and say it's usher to do on Shabbos.
But not to do on Yontif, or
no Shabbos and Yontif. It will be usher to do on Shabbos and Yontif
because
in Hilchos Luvin it fulfills the mandate of a kesher. It'll spill over and be called a chil Shabbos and what? It'll be usher to be done on Shabbos and Yontif.
That's only if you hold luluf
tzarach egged. Well said. Now I don't think it's going to be in a sidur Isa. I don't think so. Well, you know, maybe it would. It's questionable. Maybe it would even be in a sidur Isa. But lamaisa that'd be a tremendous chiddush. But heyos means because we pass a luluf ain't a tzarach egged, there's nothing to worry about. Even though it's a mitzvah lagdo, that doesn't make a difference. The fact that I fulfill the mitzvah will not make me over chil Shabbos or chil Yontif when I do it. Yes, Matthew, you got that?
Wasn't the shiloh opposed that if you hold luluf tzarach egged?
Yes, but then he goes through and he says you're right. Don't worry about it because we pass a luluf ain't a tzarach egged.
So even though this one person has,
yes,
let's just say a kabbalah like or a minhag, that it's a luluf tzarach egged.
Right.
It still doesn't matter because Klal Yisrael.
That's correct.
The other one.
Well said. Correct.
We extrapolate this type of like shuvas to all areas of life when you have family minhag neged.
Yeah, like but you go with what it says in Klal Yisrael, and therefore the Ran says yo luluf tzarach egged, it's going to be usher. Now I'm questioning whether it's going to be the rice of the Rabbanim. I think it might even be the rice of the Tei the truth because since in Nichols Lulu it's called a kesher, it'll spill over Nichols Shabbos. You'll be over Nichols Shabbos. It'll be usher. It'll be usher. Miga. That's what I was thinking on Daf Zayin. Now, how did it work? It worked in both ways, remember? It worked in both ways. It's a chiddush. Okay. All right, very good. That's the chiddush of who? That's the chiddush of Rivash. Now we move to the Ritten and the Taisus Rit. Let's get it. Let's move to the Ritten and the Taisus Rit and the Aruch HaNer. Next Mahalach. So the first Mahalach we did was what? With the chiddush of Rashi. That even if you hold Luluf Tzarach Egged Lamaisa, you don't have to say Leilat Lulu Misukah. Against the Rashi, against Taisin the Ritva. Remember Taisin the Ritva said the assumption is if you hold what? If you hold luluf tzarach egged, you learn out what? You learn out lemelef luluf misukah. You learn it out. We point out Rashi and Sof. That was the first mile. What's the second mile?
Second
hitter mitzvah. Very good. Yiraisa the rabbanon lemaisa, and whether it's what, whether you say lechachilu or the yiraisa. That's the second mile. Can you say lechachilu yet a mitzvah yiraisa or only a matter? Yes. That was the second. Third mile. Now we're pointing out is the rivosh. Yeah. Fourth mile. Let's go. Keep a numera, numberize it. So we keep it organized. Number four. Let's go. The Ritva, the first we'll say over to Taisus Rit. What was the Gerson in the Gemara by boy Reb Yirmiyah? What was the Gerson in our Gemara? Nakat Rosho Ber of Yomtif, also about tomorrow be Yomtif. Mao. What's the Taisus Rit's Gerson? Did anyone notice it?
He changed it.
Changed the Gerson. Excellent. He says Nakdam Rosho also about tomorrow be Yomtif.
Yeah.
Everything happened on Yomtif. Wow. What do you mean everything happened on Yomtif? What is that called? What is that called, Adam? It's called Nira Vinidcha Vinira. Correct. Well said. Nira v'nidcha v'nira. That's the way the Tosfos Rit points out the Shiloh. So therefore, the Raya from Kisui Adam is beautiful. Why is the Raya from Kisui Adam beautiful? Because Kisui Adam is also Nira v'nidcha, no? It was Nira, and then it was Nidcha, right? So therefore, you're not able to what? Posh it to Shiloh from Amud Beis, which Miet is in Ve'hadas. Why? Because what was the Maskanis of Gemara by the in Ve'hadas, that first segment? When did it become black? On Erev Yomtiv, which is called Dichui Mikar. So it doesn't match the Shiloh. The Shiloh is Nira V'nidcha V'nira. And that works well in the Gemara. Because what was the Gemara's Maskana on Amud Beis? We learned yesterday. That we're able to poshe Dichui Mikara, but we're not able to poshe what? Nira V'what? Nira V'nidcha. So the Tosfos Rit's gear says, is that what? Is that when we tried to bring a Raya for Kisui Adam, it was a beautiful fit. It's Nira V'nidcha V'nira. The reason why we can't answer any Shilohs from Amud Beis is because why? The Shiloh is near of an incha, and the case of Mir Anav is Dichu Mikara. You got that? That's the Tosfos Rit. However, the Rit for B'Shem Rabbeisuf, this is all within this Mahala, the Rit for B'Shem Rabbeisuf said what? That the Maskanas of Gemara was what? That we do prove on Amud Beis, Dichu Mikara is not a Dichu. So when the Gemara brought it from Kisui Adam, how could it be? Kisui Adam is a case of what? Nira V'Nidcha. It's not Dichu Mikara, so how did the Gemara bring a Raya from it? Aren't they two different topics? What's the Rif B'Shem Rabbeis of Matthew? A kol shekain. If nirav and nidcha, you hold eno dichui. How much more so dichui meikara will not be a what? Will not be a dichui. Yes? He learned it as a kol shekain. If nirav and nidcha is not a dichui, so kol shekain dichui meikara is not a dichui. So that's the way the Rif B'Shem Rabbeis of learned. Okay?
What's the difference between that and Tosis Rid?
Because the Tosis Rid says a big difference. Tosis Rid said the whole shaila of Rabbi Yirmiyahu was nirav and nidcha and nirav. So therefore it fits beautifully the kisui adamti. You don't have to come out of a kol shekain. Because Kisui Adam is also near of an Idchavanira. And on Amud Beis, Ibn Khlalit sheds no light on anything, because why? Amud Beis was a case of Dichu Mikara. Right? So that when the Gemara says on Amud Beis, Dichu Mikara is not a Dichu, that sheds no light on the Shalom near of an Idchavanira. Bless you, that's the Tais Rif. Whereas according to the Ritva, Bishim Rabbeis, when the Gemara tried to bring a Rav from Kisui Adam, it was in the form of a Kol Shekein. The Shalom was what? The Shalom was Dichu Mikara according to the Ritva. Yes?
Yeah.
The Shiloh was Dichu Mikara according to the Ritva, but Kisui Adam is Nirav Nidcha V'Nira. So if Nirav Nidcha V'Nira is not a Dichui, Kol Shekein Dichu Mikara is not a Dichui. So therefore, when the Gemara learned from Kisui Adam is a Kol Shekein. This is the what? The fourth Mahalik. Please get it. Tosis Rid, Girsa against the classical Girsa Ritva Shem Rabbeisav. Okay. Extension in this Mahalik. I just want you to get it. What did it say in the Gemara by Kisui Adam? What did it say in the Gemara by Kisui Adam, Adam? Lo Shonu what? What did it say? The wind blew it. Lo shana kiso ruach chayiv. What does it say? Lo shana what? What's a loshan agamor? Lo what?
What are you looking for?
By the case of what kisu adam? Lo shana what? Lo shana that din of chayiv lichsos kiso ruach chayiv lichsos when it's chazur in iskala. Not chazur in iskala. It's potter. Yes. What was gemor's kasha? When it becomes revealed, why you have hov itchi itchi, yes, comes along chedushi ara'ah. Please get it, chedushi ara'ah. A different girsa. Our girsa is what? Here, Dovi, take it. Our girsa is what? What is our girsa? Please take. What is our girsa? Our girsa is what? That the Gemara said after it became revealed, yichav lechsos, even though it was nidcha when it was covered. Why? Because given what? Why should you? You're chayv lichsos. Why? You shouldn't be chayv. What's the chedushi ara'ah's girsa? Please get it down. Ki lo chazar v'niskala. Time am I. If it doesn't get revealed, why are you off the hook? Damrinan. Hoyel v'idchi yidchi.
It's a crazy
girsa. So then the Gemara asks, ki chazar v'niskala. Nami hoyel v'idchi yidchi. See, the Gemara builds it up from the ra'ah. See, in our Gersh, the Gemara doesn't deal with the case where it became what? Where the stirk was still on it. Our Gemara focuses only on the stuff where, only on the case where it was recovered, uncovered already. The Chedush Ra builds it up. How does he build it up? If a case where the dirt's on it, what? If the case when the dirt's on it, what's the din? Your pot goes, hold itchi. Yes? So, Kichazun Iskala also say, hold itchi. See, the Ra's Gersh builds it up. And if you look in the Diktuke Sofer, a big sefer that it's Medrash, Taltz has all the girsas Osvav, asks Akasha, how can you tell me then it's Mechusa with dirt because the wind, it's Dichui? Who pushed it off? The wind did. No one really did it. It just means it's Mechusa V'Oimei. And the fact that your Chayav Nitzos Achresh Nisgala, even though it's though it was considered Mechusa Machlas Aruch, Kol Zman Shalom Nisgala, So too, if there's dichui, you should pata the kisui, just like we pata the kisui machlas ba'atzum niskala. So that's what he wants to tie in. The question is, the girsa of the Chedush Ra'ah builds up to the focus on both cases. I want you to get that. And that's what he wants to tie in Lamais. So no one really did it, but it's pater. It's in the state of Ptur. So Lamais, the Hokach of the Gemara, if you're chav l'chasos, after it became uncovered, even though it was b'chusa machlas ruach, if there's dichui to pater mikisui lamaisa when what when it was on there, so it's lamaisa. If there's dichui to pater mikisui kamosha potra mikisui atzmo, so you should extend it. That's what we want to say to Chedush Ra'ah. So that's all within the mahalach, the Tezrid, Ritva, and the Girsa of the Ra'ah. Okay, this brings us to number five, fifth mahalach. Please get it. The Aruch Hanir. What does the Aruch Hanir say? The Aruch Hanir writes. What does the Aruch Hanir write with Fetish? The Aruch Hanir says, what happens if a baby's sick, God forbid? Let's say the baby's sick, and it was nidcha b'yom shmina milu, you could do the milan eite. Or let's say, l'maisa, you didn't do it. Shabbos passed, and you can't do the shlobas mano on Shabbos. What do you say? Why don't you say, kevich nidcha ain't a roi? Donnie, why don't you say Kevchen Nidchen Eroi? Why don't you say that? We still say the Chayv and Mila. What's the answer? Because the Mila, Etzem Mitzvah's Mila is fine. You're Chayv Karis when you get older. You know, if you're a Bar Mitzvah, you know in Chayv Karis, and you didn't have Mila, you're Chayv Karis every day of your life. Machlis Ram and Raivin. Are you Chayv every day or only once in your life? So it's the stakes are high. Even without that, the Chefsa, usually when it's been Nidchen, then you say Dam Shiniskas or Hada Shinikta, Hada Shinoktam, you could say Nidchen. But a cotton that's sick, or a Mila Shalom is Mano, there's no Efsharis to the Mitzvah Mila hasn't stopped. There's just an external, extrinsic ikuv that the baby's sick. That's extrinsic. On something extrinsic, you don't say Kevin and Nidchen Nidchen. Only when the Chefsin is a problem do you say Kevin and Nidchen Nidchen. But here, Lamas is extrinsic. So that's what the Aruch Nero points out of Chiddush. Please get it. Anything that's extrinsic, we don't say what? We don't say Kevin Shinitchen Nidchen. Beautiful Chiddush. And that's why you don't say Kevin, oh, you can't do the meal, you're done. There's an extrinsic problems there. That doesn't cause Dichu. Dichu is when it's a problem in the Chefsa. Okay. This brings us now back to that was the fifth Bahala. Yes? Six. Let's go, guys. Number six. Yesterday, Lamaisa, remember I was bothered by the muscle of Rashi? Let's take a look at a Rashi, guys. Turn to Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Turn to Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Donnie, Jacob, I want you to read the Rashi again. Okay? Tifshut Mina. This is the Maskonas Agamorah. Yeah? Tifshut Mina. That Dichui Mikar is not a Dichui. But Nira Vinidche, Vinira Lo Tifshut. Yes? Tifshut Mina Vachule. You got the Rashi? Okay, let's read that Rashi inside. I asked Rav Shechter Shlita yesterday, the kasha that we had in Shir, on the muscle. Let's get it. I asked him yesterday in Shir. I asked him yesterday in Shir. I asked him yesterday in Seder. Okay, let's look at it. Matthew, let's get it down. Go ahead. Tifshu mina chule. Tifshu mina chule. Tifshu is better than Nirvin Itche. Why is it better?
The muscle of your
Ashtu Mikhasim, it never was good. So when it's good, it's good. Dichui Mikar Lav Dichui. It's less of a problem of rejection. That's what it means, Adif. It's a less of a problem. Have it what? Haya. What that was I bothered by? Do you notice in that little hey, do you have that? It says, look up Yuma. I looked up Yuma Samach Talmud Aleph. What does Rashi mean here? So I'll tell you what Rashi means here. That's what Rav Shechter Shlita pointed out. And I said, you know, that's what the Gemara says in Yuma. He said, I'm right. The Gemara in Yuma is a support of it. What is it? You're makdish the behema before the eighth day. When is a korban, when is an animal allowed to be put on this bath? Miyoma shmini v'hali yaratzel la korban l'ashem. You're makdish it on day three, let's say. What is that called now? Kedushas Domin. That's what he's saying. Rashi's saying it's like a korban shehukdash akshel mischal. It's dichu miyikara. It's a dichu miyikara. So a dichu miyikara is what? Is what's the din? What's the din of a dichu miyikara? Dichu miyikara lemais is considered to be what? What is dichu miyikara? Lo have it what? Dichu miyikara is what? Lo have it dichu, right? So he wants to say lemais. Dichu miyikara lo have it dichu. So it's like a korban shehukdash akshel mischiloso mechusar zman haya. So it's Mechusar's mind from the very beginning. So Lamaisa, it's considered to be what? It's Lo'ischazik Klal. It's like the Gemara in Yuma says, live animals, according to Rav, are not Nidchim. Live animals, only when they're shechted, can Dichui be an issue. But when they're alive, Dichui Mi'ikar is Lo'ave Dichui. That's exactly what he's saying here. Dichui Mi'ikar Lo'ave Dichui. So therefore what? What do you think he means? Let's say you're Makdash at day three. Can you put it on the Mizbeach? Yes or no? Yes. Why not? Why not, Lamaisa? Because now Lamaisa, it's Mechutzer, Kekor Mehuk Dishashel. Dichui Mekar is not a Dichui. So if you're Makdish it early, why should it be a problem? You follow me? Dichui Mekar is not a Dichui. That's what Rashi means. Dichui Mekar is not a Dichui. Rashi's giving you a mushel like this. It's not when it becomes good or when it. So when it turns day eight, fine. Be Makrifit. It's not going to be a Kiddush's Domin. So, Dichui Mikar Lo Ave Dichui. You follow me? Baal Echaim and Nidchim. While the animal's alive, it's not Nidchim. So, you're a Makdash at day two. Okay, you can't be Makdash. So, wait till day eight. then it's fine. Aye, but it was defective when you did it? No, it's not. Dichui mi kar lo have dichui.
That hektish status
is a chal? That hektish status, lo will not be called a dichui, lo maisa. No, it'll kick in maybe, lo
maisa. But it's not dichui?
Yes, yeah, so that's what I was wondering, maybe. Why is it not a problem of kolsa kinyana? So maybe it's not a problem of kolsa kinyana because lo maisa is a technical problem. It's a technical problem of the zman. So lo maisa, it'll kick in at day 8. But it's dichui mikar lo have a dichui poshib shot. That's what he's saying.
Isn't that similar to what we were saying earlier, that with the rav's mahalach, like, When you're gazing something, that there's like a quasi kinyan that happens.
I mean, in order to use the thing, maybe a little bit. It's similar what you're saying. Similar. You're saying good. But what I'm bringing out is the Gemara says in Yuma you have two serim on the Avodas Yom Kippur. Sar Lashem, Sar Lazazel. So what happens if you have the Sar Lashem and the Sar Lazazel dies? Halach Lamaisa. So what do you need? So you need, do you need a new one or not? Halach Lamaisa. So if you didn't shecht it yet, you don't need to do a new. Just replace it with a new Sar La'azazel. The Sar La'ashem is fine. It wasn't shecht it yet. So the Gemara tries to compare that to Mechusar Zman. So it's not comparable to Mechusar Zman. Why is it not comparable to Mechusar Zman? Because it's Lo Yischazek Klal. That's before Mechusar Zman. It's a Dichui Mi'ikara. Dichui Mi'ikara L'mais is not what? Dichui Mi'ikara is not a Dichui. Dichui Mi'ikara is not considered to be a Dichui. So since it's not considered a Dichui, that was the Moshul Rashi. Therefore, you're makdish it at day 2 or day 3. It's not going to create a what? Uh-huh. It's not going to be considered to be a problem. That's what you got to say. You're makdish it at day 2. So I think what he's saying is, what he means when he says, Jacob, avikei korban shehukdash achshav u'mischilotz l'mechusar zmanai. It's like a korban was hukdash achshav u'mischilotz l'mechusar zmanai. Okay, in the beginning it was mechusar zman. But that doesn't bother me. I don't think you're going to have to remakdish it again. But why is it not a problem of kol sekinyana? Because you say Amir Legavok and Mesir Lehadjit Tommy. It's kind of like suspended, you know what I mean? You're asking me, do you have to remakdish it? I don't think you're going to have to remakdish it. I don't think so. So why wasn't it considered kol sekinyana? Because it wasn't even. You did a mice and the chalos was suspended. Why is that not a problem of kol sekinyana? Okay, we got to think about it.
Isn't that what Toso says there in Yuma?
Well, what does Toso say? Read the Lashon.
Right.
So you're saying that it's not considered to be a problem. I'm just wondering a side point about kolsa kinyana. I'm saying you're makdish bays, and then it's going to kick in at day 8, and then it's not a problem. Dichu miyikara. Are you going to have to remakdish it, lamaisa? Are you going to have to remakdish it? Maybe you have to remakdish it. Maybe. Maybe you have to remakdish. Let's think about it more. Yes, go ahead, Adam.
So are we saying that when you're makdish on day 2 or day 3, then up until it has the status of dumim?
No, it's not. We're saying it's not dumim. Because if
so
it would be... if
you can't do anything.
The only way we're making it a dumim is you call dichui mikara dichui. Then that would reject it, and therefore it cannot be kedusha a goof, so it would make it dumim. So we're saying that it...
Because
you can't do anything with it. Because dichui mikar is lo have dichui, it didn't register to mess it up. So therefore, when it comes a day 8, it'll kick in purely pristinely. You follow what I'm saying?
Basically, you're mockdishing it on day 2, but
yes.
You can't do anything with it until...
That's correct. That's what we're saying.
So can you say that?
And it doesn't get messed up to be labeled as automatic kedushas dumim, and why not? Because why? Because dichui mikar lo have dichui. Balechayim ene ninchim. Live animals before they're shechted, you cannot have a problem nidcha. Once it becomes rectified, it's fine. That's what we're saying.
So can you say this is a case of brera, because you're making the halo, like this change in status now, even though it's going to happen later, that you're...
Well, it's more of a problem with kolsa kinyana, which we said there's a gap between the mice and the halos. You do the mice on day 3, and the halos really doesn't kick in till when? Till day what?
But is the maisa being makdish or being makrivit?
Makdish. Here we go, makdish. Makdish. The makdish, the akdosha, and when is the chalais the akdosha? So, unless you say like this, unless you say maybe the whole thing is kadosh until when? You know what I'm saying? Maybe you say the whole thing is kadosh right away at day 3. It just doesn't mean anything until when? Until day 8, because you can't be makrivit. You know what I'm saying? So maybe this, I'll watch you call dichu mikar, because we all dichu mikar, lo have dichu, that's why. Maybe talk at tzchal right away. Maybe you can't play basketball with it, you know what I mean? And use it for your own purposes, you know what I mean? Maybe it's tzchal right away. It just doesn't, it's not, the chiddush is, it's not called dichu mikara, because why? Dichu mikara lo have dichu. You understand what I'm saying? Maybe that's what you could say. That's what he means to say when he says, it's like Hukdash now. Now it kicks in. Even though we did it on day two, what's the din? It kicks in at day what? What does it kick in, Matthew? Kicks in day eight, Lamas, because it doesn't mean anything. Why do you say it's defective? Say it's Kiddush Dhamma right away. What's the answer? Because Dichu Mikar, Lava Dichu. That's the Kiddush you want to suggest. Now, I want you to get this, Lamas. Let's look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Let's take a look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Okay, everyone got it? Let's look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Jacob, you have it? Let's look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Bedaf Mem Zion and Mebeis. Okay? We got to move. Okay? Okay? The Gemara says, Beferish, that if you execute a guy, what's the din? Beis Din executes a guy, what's the din? You don't sit shiva for the guy. Why not? Because he doesn't get kapara at the same time of the interment. And since it's kevidinidchenidchen, the only time you do what? The only reason why you sit shiva is when does Avelis begin? Stimas Agoyel. What's Stimas Agoyel? What is Stimas Agoyel? Machlokes Rashi tells us what Stimas Agoyel is.
Is this a new Mahalach, Rabbi?
This is a little bit connected. Let's keep it within this one. Stimas Agoyel. What does Rashi say? Skidizad. The closing of the what? The closing of the coffin. What does Avinu Tam say? Fur of Adamit. What do we paskin like? We paskin like Avinu Tam. Anina says Avelis begins when you bury the man in the ground. Only in an exceptional situation, says the Noti Beauty Olek Rashi. Let's say the body won't be released by a government. So you can't have a guy at Onain for a week. So we assume they've closed the coffin. So we assume Anina says Avelis has begun. So normally we pass like a bit of time. Much like Kfura Ba'adoma, Rashi is scared of him. So the Avelis begins when, Yehuda? At the interment. Yes, Stimus Agoyle. That's when the kapara begins too for a human being that regularly dies. But this guy was executed. Since this guy was executed, when do we assume his kapara is? His kapara is only from the time that his body starts what? Being hurt by the adama. Being hurt by the adamit, which is takes a while. There's different steps. There's decomposition of the flesh, which takes a longer time. But when he starts getting hurt by the kever, this guy was a Rasha. He was executed by Beis Din. Since he was executed by Beis Din, he's a bad guy. So Lamais is going to get a kapara because he was executed. But the kapara only is kicked in when he starts feeling what? Tsar in the abdomen.
How do we know that?
It doesn't happen right away. That's how we know, Halacha Lamais. Hashem starts giving kapara when Lamais, when he starts getting tsar, when his body feels the tsar. His neshama, Lamais. So look at the Gemara. Take a look, Mem Zion and Beis. Go ahead, Jacob. Ravashi Amar. When does Avelis begin? From Stimas Agoyla. Go ahead. When you get atonement? Michi what? That's already only when you get Tsar of the what? Kafar of the Purta. When the grave starts hurting his body a little bit. The Neshama. Hilkach? Since he didn't get kapara originally when he was buried, it's done. You don't sit shiva for the guy. The only guy you sit shiva for are guys who get kapara right away. Most guys. But this guy who got executed gets kapara a little later. Therefore, since the initial point you push it off for good. There's no din shiva. That's what the Gemara says, black on white, for a man who was executed by Beis Din. There's no din shiva. Yehuda. You got me? So Rashi has to follow in kasha. Sometimes Rashi has kashas too. Koyver Beis Berego. If someone loses his loved one on Cholamoy, when do you do the Levaya? Cholamoy. When do you start Shiva? After Yontif. Yontif Sheni can count as the first day. Why don't you say Kevin Nidchen? Once it was pushed off, it's pushed off. You're the Kasha? What's the Terrence?
He's got Kapar right away. If you have a loved one who dies on your
own. What'd you say?
He has Kapar right away.
I understand, but you can't sit. You can't sit. The Avelis can't sit.
No, because we said that.
I understand, but the Avelis. I'm saying it's not the Avelis. I understand that, Lamaz. You get in two directions. Here you get a direction because of Kapara, or you get it because you can't start it. You can't start the Avelis. I don't care why you can't start the Avelis. You can't start the Avelis either because of Kapara or because of Yontif. So why don't you say Kevin and Nidchen? Oh, so what's the answer? No, you start it, because people come and Nachum Avel you, Rashi says. People come and Nachum Avel you, even though you formally don't start Shiloh until afterwards, but they'll come and Nachum Avel and call him Moy. Menachem and Aveva B'moy. Mishnah B'moy Kut Medachav Zayin. It's Beferish and Mishnah B'chav Zayin Amad Aleph. Menachem and Aveva B'moy. So you started it, you initialized it. That's the answer of Rashi. But you know what the Aramah writes? We're going to see it inside Rashi and the Aramah. You know what the Aramah writes? Time is a technical problem. Time is a time impediment, is technical. That doesn't consider it to be called dichui. We don't say kevin nidche nidche. We don't say kevin nidche nidche. Now, it might be l'mchusr's man. Is that called dichui or not? So I'm saying that's why this is connected to that Rashi. That's why it's connected to that Rashi. You understand what I'm saying? It's called, we don't call mechusar's man dichui mi'ikara. Dichui mi'ikara is lav dichui. The fact that it's mechusar's man doesn't make it, it does not call it a dichui. That's what I'm saying here, the Aramah saying. You got me, Matthew? Because it's a time impediment. In other words, this guy integrally has got a problem. He's a Russia. Therefore, kevin nidche nidche. But therefore, kelver mesa beregel, it's a time impediment. You just can't do it because it's yomtiv. So that doesn't, you're not even going to say kevin nidche nidche on a technical problem. Time impediment is a technical problem. So since time impediment is a technical problem, you're not going to say kevin nidche nidche. In a similar vein, that's what Rashi's mashal is here. Dichui mi'ikara is not a dichui because of the fact you're makdashin on day two or day three. The fact that it's mechusar zman does not register it's a dichui mi'ikara, but it's not a dichui. You got what I'm saying?
Isn't that more similar to what we said from the Aruch Lener about that it's an extrinsic puzzle?
Similar. Here it's technical, Lamas. The illness there is more extrinsic. But here, time, we're saying, also is technical. One sec, Simi. Read the Rashi inside in the Aramah. Guys, look inside. Please get this. Look in Rashi and Sanhedrin. Hoy over what? Go ahead. Since you was not roid in Mispabel at the beginning of the Avelis, like Matthew said, you push it off even afterwards. Why don't you start sending Shiva when his body starts getting hit? The neshama starts getting hit. You don't say that. Kevin and nidche nidche. Go ahead. Tanan, we learn in the Mishnah. Excellent. We say you do it after regal. V'lo amrinin. Why don't you say all nidche? See, Rashi's asking that kasha. Matthew, you follow me? Rashi's asking that kasha. So what does he say? Hasam what? It wasn't pushed off Lagami. Shahare what? Iske Rabim Noig Beregel. She Menachem also call a regel. The Menachem the whole yard of Kedamrinun. Awesome. Exactly. As long as you initialize it, we initialize it. Even though the Shiva didn't start, but it was initialized. That's this Rashi. Look at the Aramah. Next page, guys. Look at the Aramah. Take a look. Please get this down. It's all within this segment. Go ahead. Va'afagav. Please look inside this. Yeah, Tanan. Excellent. Who's that?
That's Rashi.
Excellent. Very good, Jacob. Go ahead. Ula Dilan, though, but according to us, I'm going to give a different chiluk. Go ahead. Such a beautiful way he says it. Kevin the Gavra bar ibuli aluya. He's a Gavra that's really chayv and avail. Who to me? Who me? Kara. Chaylala. Really avail should start right away. But the problem is the Rav Yala. However, the happening of moedim is imbued on him. That stops it. It's a time impediment. Go ahead, the Kevin. Come on, Simi. Kevin lo mixer elo what? Okay, Kim Lo Mitzvah Ella what?
Ella's mine.
Ki what?
Ki
Mati Zmani Boy Le Bule. When the time arrives, you have to do a Velas. Boy, read the Boy Abule. Read Boy.
Boy Abule.
Oh, Avalhacha.
Avalhacha Mikara Gabra Lavari Bule Ilue.
His relative is a Russia. He was executed by Beis Din. Go ahead. Isn't that a beautiful lashon the way he says it, Matthew? You got that? Time is a technical problem. So that's what I'm saying is the same thing in the Rashi and the Marshall. It was mechusas man, it's a technical problem. So there's makdash in the day two, l'maisa, it'll kick in l'maisa day eight. Even it might even be kadosh right away. But that's a technical problem that will not make it. I want to say it's called dichu mikara. Dichu mikara lo have a dichu. It's like being makdash in the day 10. That's Rashi's Marshall. It's like the Gemara and Yuma. Yes, Simi, go ahead. What do you say?
Some
relative of a person died, somebody got killed, somebody was shooting. Same sort of thing. Basically, kind of tells that they're allowed to kill. They're allowed to kill this guy. So, right, but we're talking about a case of a guy
did an Aveda, ate him in Asra, based and executed
a guy. That's a different scenario.
So there's no beef
in that. You mean by Gol Adam?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a question whether that's not viewed as Mrs. Based.
Even though it technically.
We don't view it as Mrs. Based. It's a question. Machlis Tanaim whether it's a mitzvah or not, but it's not Mrs. Based. Gol Adam in certain scenarios is a Shliach Based. If a shliach beis din, you know, who are the people that actually do the actual execution? Aidim do it. Do you know that? Except for one aveira, Ritzicha. By Ritzicha, who does the execution? Who does the herod? The Gol Adam, the closest relative. When it comes to every aveira that's execution, the Aidim have to do it. You testified about this guy, then you kill the guy. When it comes to murder, though, the Gol Adam does it. Okay? But normally we're talking about this scenario. So I want you to get this. You understand why I brought this in? You understand why I did this Gemara and Sanhedrin with the Yad HaMah? Because I think it fits in the Moshul very beautifully. It's Mechusar Zman. But the Mechusar Zman is technical. So it doesn't shaf it. It's called Dichu Mikar Lava Dichu. That's not a Dichu. In the same vein, we don't say Kevin and Nidcha Nidcha by Kovar Meitzel Beregim. We do the Levaya, and we start the Shiva after. Oh, you didn't start. Rashi says it was started through the Nichum Avela. What does the Yad HaMah say conceptually? That a time impediment is not called kevin nitcha nitcha. And that's what Rashi means to say here by saying mechusas zman. He's saying mechusas zman, your makdash is day three, so when day eight it'll kick in, why don't you say it's deficient? Because you did it day three, I call mechusas zman, not considered to be deficiency. Okay, very good. This leads us now to the next shtickle of Gemara. Let's go now. Guys, let's get this because we got a lot to see on this, okay? Let's go. Go ahead, Jacob. Okay, so we set it up for tomorrow, we can go fight. Okay, let's see tomorrow. Michal, the bottom Gemara on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Go ahead, Jacob. Doing a great job. Go ahead.
I'll show you another group. Amar of the said Dabar Zeh Rabbeinu Hagadol
Amru. Yeah, what does this mean? What is Dabar Zeh Rabbeinu Hagadol? What is the word? What does this mean? Being the Rav. This is referring to Rav as a first generation Amora. Remember, Rav is the only Amora that can argue on a Tana. Rav Tano Paul. What Taf? Ksub Iskat Samen Aleph. Remember who said that? So Rabbeinu HaGadol said this, what does he say? Va'amakom?
Va'amakom yeh be'ezra.
See, this is, someone asks you, give me the makor and shas, and makom's referring to Hashem. This is one of them. Hashem's glory fills up everywhere. Right? The Brachos Rabbah says, why do you call Hashem makom? Because shu makomo shel olam. It's not that olamo is, not the world is his place. It's not that, he doesn't need a place, he's everywhere. Shem is here, Hashem is here, Shem is everywhere. You guys know that song, right? Right? When you're little kids, right? Lamaisa. That's what the Rav said. You say, Amakom Yenachem Eschem. Hashem is a Makom, no matter where he is, what, he's everywhere, whatever state a person is. He always used the lotion Makom. So what does this mean? So he said very nicely in Seder Adam, so kind of like Shlita. I want you to get this down. The assumption is that he's alive. Rav Chista was saying this about Rav, while Rav is alive. It would not be Bekovedik if Rav had passed away. That Hashem should help him. Mashma, that what? The second Rav died, he didn't have menucha? Rav was the God of Ador. So the assumption is that he said this while he was alive. That Hashem should help him. Because it was b'misa, it would not be a compliment. Okay, I want you to get that down. Who points this out? The Aruch Lanier points this out. Okay? The Aruch Lanier points this out. We have to assume that he was alive. Rav was alive when Rav Chista said this. Go ahead. Lo Shanu. Oh, so what did it say? Did you read Oshayana Merubov? You started with that, didn't you? So when are berries, more berries and leaves bustle? When it's distinct in the car. When is that? When it's in one place. I can look on that one place in the hottest. Whoa! That one spot, there's a lot more berries and leaves. Aggregate-wise, there are more berries and leaves on the whole leaf, the whole stem. But in one place, it's pronounced. So the only time it's a problem is when it's nikar. But if it's spread on two, three different places on the hadas, Michael, then it's not nikar. I, even though you can do the statistics and do aggregate-wise, I don't care. The only time more berries and leaves is possible when it's show when it's recognizable and it's on one spot. If it's a two or three spots and I got to start doing the statistics, it's still kosher. Okay? Go ahead. So Rava can't believe this. Go ahead. Amar what? Now the Bach takes out the word lay. Because lay implies that Rava spoke to Rav Chisda face to face. We're assuming not that way. Take out the word lay. Blinetta will get back to it.
Is there an afkamina there?
Yes, we're going to get back to Blinetta. Rava heard that Rav Chisda said this, and he said it can't be. Go ahead. Amar lay. I'm sorry. Amar Rava. Bach takes out the word lay. Go ahead. It's crazy. Two or three places should be kosher? It should be like it's checkered or flagged. That's what manumer means. And manumer is puzzle. Manumer is puzzle. How do you know manumer is puzzle?
It says,
I thought it said in the Mishnah too, didn't it?
No, it says here in black and white.
It says manumer is puzzle. Manumer is puzzle. Why is manumer puzzle? Because of Hadar, Rashi says.
Yeah.
On the top, it's not beautiful. So how can you tell me this? Ella what?
Ella ye tmar havi yamar.
Unbelievable. It's a totally new topic. The totally new topic, which the Arklaner is bothered by. Here you had a statement of Rav Chisda that starts distinguishing between one place or two or three. And now the Gemara changes to be a whole new topic. A whole new topic. So Tosa says in Shabbos Daf Nun, anytime Eli Yitmar, Hachi Yitmar appears, it's talking about where the Amora Shalom Bafanov. If it's Bafanov, it's not Shaykh to say that. So you see the Rav and Rav Chisda were not talking directly to another. Rav heard this B'Shem Rav Chisda, and he stood on his head to reinterpret it. That's what the Yad Malachi, one of the great Gedol HaKaron, points out, a rule in Shas. Whenever you have Eliyat Mar, Hachiyat Mar, they weren't talking to one another. It's what he had heard in his name, and he fought, and he works very hard, Lamaisa, to try to work it out. Now the Bach even points out that the Amora had died. The Yad Malachi is doke of that, and we said he didn't die. We said the Rav Chisda was talking to what? We said that they're arguing when you say Amar LeRava, it's mashma, he was saying this what? He was saying this Lamaisa, Shalom Bafanov. So you have to say that he died. You don't have to say that he died, Rav Chisda. It's just we're talking about a situation where they're not together. Eliyat Mar, Hachi Yitmar is talking about when they're not in front of one another.
Eliyat Mar, Hachi Yitmar means like,
I'm fixing up.
Meant to say this.
And I'm fixing up what you thought he talked about, correct. And this is a completely different topic. Mamish, completely different topic. What's the topic? It says the what? Did you read it? Read it again. Eliyat Mar, Hachi Yitmar. Amr of Chisda. Beautiful. It's only a problem when they're black, but when they're green, it's fine. Yes? Totally new topic. Now, Lamaisa, this is a tremendous chiddush. Okay? Now Rashi says, I want you to get this down. Why is Menumer a problem? Please get it down. Because of Hadar. Yes. What does the Yushalmi say? The Yushalmi, Lamaisa, the Yushalmi, and I want you to get this down, which I gave it to you, gives two different psulim. Rashi says Menumer is because of Hadar. What does the Yushalmi say in Perikim Alacha Beis? Did you get a chance to look it up? The Kormanaita says? One reason is because of what? That it's not Doma L'Eitz. It's not Doma L'Eitz. The other one is that they're Perim Gmurim. It's an Eitz and not a Pri. Okay? It's an Eitz and not a Pri. So you see that the Yushalmi gives two other reasons. Okay? So I want you to get this. What's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is, if they are what? Green. If they are green, then what? If it's not Domal Eitz, then even green ones will be puzzle, according to Yushalmi. Wow. Because they're not Domal Eitz. If it's because they're puzzle, because they're pre, a green one is not called a pre, because it hasn't matured yet. And therefore it'll be kosher. And the Yushalmi puzzle is like the second side. What's the second side? It's an issue of being pre. It's an issue of it being a pre. So that's what the Shar Atzion says in the Mishra Brura. Tough Reish Mem Vav. Sifkat and Dalet. L'kashtam L'chem V'gomer Anaf Lo Pre. So by green ones, it's kosher because it's not a pre yet. If the derech is to grow green ones, even the gemirah, so it's puzzle. Because why? Even though it's domal eitz, and it's not manumer. Because if lamaisum, if the derech of the hadas is to grow a pre yarok, even bigmiraso, that it will what? It'll mature and be green, then taka it would be possible. Because even though it's dome late, it's the bot and it's not manumer, but it's still a problem of pre. So let's guys of this over. What are the three problems of a manumer? Either hadar like Rashi, either because it's not dome late, or because it's a pre. When the mind has to commune between the last two, will green be a problem? If it's because it's dome late, green will be a problem. If it's because it's a pre, well, it's not a pre yet because it's not mature. But in a chanam, if you're dealing with a species that what? It gets mature even though it's green, it'll be possible.
Well, it makes sense that the Mishra Paskin's like the second one because that reads well with the Bavli. Because the Bavli said it's Yerokos, it's fine.
Well, the Yushalmi, though, says the Chisaron is Nigmar Peri. That's what the Shartzian goes with.
No,
pre.
No, but didn't we say then, but didn't Rebbe just say that the Shartzian says that green is fine?
No, the Shartzian says, Lamaisa, the reason why Shkari is a problem is Nigmar Peri. That's all he says. He says, Yerukos are kosher because no Nigmar Peri.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I understand, but the Shartzian will say it's possible, though, in a case where what? If you're dealing with a species that it gets mature and it is green. That taka would be a problem.
But that works well with our Gemara here on Lam and Gimel.
Okay, if you're assuming that's not Nigmar Peri, okay. If you're assuming it's not, but what I'm trying to point out to you is that if it's Nigmar Peri and it's green, it would be still a problem. The Shartzian say.
The Shartzian say even Negad the Bava. That's
not again. No, it's not. Yes, it's going. The Yushalmi. He's saying he's going with the Yushalmi. Correct.
Which is Negad.
It seems to be against the Bava. The Bava seems to say all the time in the Hadas, so it's always good. Seems like it's always good from the Bava.
So don't we usually pass?
You're right. Does, but it's once in a while you find out that. But that's a Chiddush. This is a Chiddush I want you to get. Okay, now listen to this. Comes out. There's a similar sugya. Where's a similar sugya? Okay, let's get this. Where's a similar sugya?
Awesome.
Guys, let's move. Lamed Dalet and Beis. Take a look. On Lamed Dalet and Beis, what does the Mishnah say? First Lamed Dalet and Beis.
It
says, also Chazaz, if you have blotches on Rubo, it's possible. If you have Asa Chazaz Amiyuto, what's the din? It's kosher. That's the Mishnah Lamed Dalet and Beis. Turn to Lamed Ham and Beis. Go ahead. Please, Jacob. Turn to Lamed Ham and Beis. Also Chazaz. Go ahead. Towards the bottom by the two dots. Not the real bottom, towards the bottom. Also Chazazis. Let's go Lamed Ham and Beis. Lamed Ham and Beis. Also Chazazis.
Okay.
Let's go on. Go also Chazazis. Oh, if it's scattered at 2-3 places, it's kosher. If it's on the blotch is on one place, it's pulse on Rubo. Gemara says that's crazy. Go ahead, Amrlay. Take out the word lay, the box says. Because he wasn't, again, same thing. He wasn't the fun of. What's Adarabba mean? On the contrary, you got to know that word. Adarabba, on the contrary. Go ahead, Bishnayim. Right, it's like it's striped. If it's on 2-3 places, it's puzzle. Ella, look inside, guys. Ella what? Oh, it's going on the Seifa. What was the Seifa? Amiuto kosher. Amar what? If it's on one place, Lamaisa, then it's kosher. Ava what? Now this is the bottom of the Esrog. You guys know I told you this in the beginning of the year. When you check your Esrog, the upper part is the most important. You should have no blotches. Next line of the Gemara. Amar what? Amar Rava. Chaltomo means the upper part of the Esrog. That's what I said to you guys. The Beferish Gemara. When we're talking about it's on the bottom. Now, what's unique about this construct of the Gemara, Jacob? Started off putting the Loshanu on the Reisha and switch it to what? To the Seifa. What did our Gemara do with the Loshanu? Start on one topic, switch it to a completely different topic. No?
Yep.
The first topic was what? One or two, three places. The next topic is red or green. Or black. What was it? Black or green, right? It's a completely different topic. Notice how it's different. You follow me? Whereas the Vayta Gemara switched from Reish to the Seifa. Zuck the top tises. Guys, go back to Lama Gimel and Beis. Go ahead, let's go. Go ahead, Jacob. Shnayim what? The Garsa Adarabba. Some have a Garsa Adarabba in our Gemara. Like the Gemara Adarabba there. On Lama Hay the Beis. Go ahead. Excellent. See, if you don't do that Gemara, you know what you're talking about, right? Go ahead, Lafi what?
Lafi also gives a kasha, Lafi masik, Eliyat Marhaki, Mar Hamimate, Lasuke.
Im what?
Imato kasha.
Lo Shonu Ella. What is he saying? If you say the word Adarab in our Gemara, then the Gemara should finish up like it finished up over there. And what should it say? What did it say in our Gemara? Our Gemara said if they're Anava Merubin, which was the Reisha, let it flip it to the Sefer, that Miatan is Kasher. When is Miatan Kasher? When it's in one place, the Miyut Anavim are Nisharim B'makom Echad. But if they're scattered all over the place, then even though there might statistically be what? Less berries and leaves, it still should be a problem, right? So you should come to the same conclusion like you do there. But we don't have the Gersa Rabba, Adarabba. Ava what? What does this mean there now? What does this mean? If you don't have the Gersa Adarabba, then it works good. Then what does it mean I call Shava Linian Anavim? What does that mean? What does it mean, Adam? Go ahead.
One spot or two or three spots.
I don't care about one spot or two or three spots. Excellent, Adam. I don't care about that. The Gemara totally got rid of that. Meaning I get out my statistics. If there are more leaves than berries, kosher. I don't care. Doesn't bother me at all. I don't care if it's spread three, four different spots, six spots, eight spots. As long as there are more leaves than berries, the bottom line is it's kosher. That goes out the window in our sugya. That's what it means. I call shovel in an oven. Even though there's a difference when it comes to chazazis, if it's scattered two, three places, it's a problem by the blotches. But if it berries and leaves, you look at the aggregate statistics. That's what it means. I call shovel. And that goes out the window. And that's why you don't have the word adaraba. You follow me? So at the end of the day, Lamaisa, you could have a lulav that what? It's scattered at five. You could have a hadas. Scattered in six places where there are more berries and leaves. But aggregate-wise, if there are more leaves than berries, it is what? It is kosher puzzle. Which one? It's kosher. It's kosher. Whereas by chazazis, if it's scattered in different places, if it's numerate, it's puzzle. Even if it's on mute. Even if it's a mute. That's what Tosis is bringing out this chiddush. Okay, we got that? That's what means I call shove it. I shall call shoveling in an oven. I look at the statistics. I don't care about what? I don't care about the fact that it what? The fact that it's considered to be scattered. Oh, so with this in mind, Lamaisa, why didn't the Gemara make it following the Duke? Go ahead, read the next piece of the Gemara. What we just said, Adam, Matthew, is that you look at statistics. In our sugya, we don't care how many places it is. If aggregate-wise there's more leaves than berries, it's kosher. By chazaz, it's a problem if it's scattered, even though it's a mute. But here, Lamaisa, I call shovel in an oven. You look at the statistics. I don't care about the different things that are scattered. Go ahead, finish up the Gemara, Jake. I'm going to rub Papa. Go ahead. I want you to get this now from the Svasemis. The Svasemis is Masber from Taisvis. Please get it. The Svasemis is Masber from Taisvis. That what's the din? If you have more leaves than berries, even though it's scattered in different places, that's not a problem in Numer. What's the Svara? The Svara, the Svasem, is because I can remove the berries. Because I can remove the berries. They're not a chelik of the what? They're not a chelik of the Hadas. They're like they don't exist. So if that's the case, so if there are more berries than leaves, Jacob, why don't you say I can remove them and that should make it kosher? What's the answer to that? Because Rov Anavim am Mispat Lemetz Lahadas. Because it's considered to be like a what? Like a pre. If there's so many, you follow me again. The Sfasemis says a Sfara. Even though in different scattered places, there are more berries and leaves, what's the din? If aggregate-wise, there are more leaves and berries, it's kosher. Because I can remove the berries. That's the Sfara that he uses. I can remove the berries, so they don't bother me. You know what? If you have that Sfara, I can remove the berries. Then why don't you even maksha a case where aggregately there's more berries than leaves? What's the answer? Because if there are more berries than leaves, it's called like a pre already. It's like the leaves are bottled to the pre, so you don't have that svar to remove it. That's what the Svasemis says. Okay? That's how he's bothered with Tysus. Okay, finish up the Gemara. Amar of Papa. Go ahead. Wow. Red ones are like they're black. Go ahead. The Mishnah says there's five types of blood for Nida to make a dam Nida. Go ahead. Amar of Chanina.
Hi, dam Shakur. Adom hu ela shokam.
Shal Ela Shalaka. Please get that. Black blood, Svi. Black blood is really red, but it was just struck. It's like it was bruised. And black and red, we know, are blood that are tomei and ksamim for stains and hilchos nidin. So we're comparing the two together. Now I want you to get this. There seems to be a bit of a stira. What's the bit of a stira? Please get this. If you look at the what? If you look at the ratio, it says what? If you look at the ratio, what do you have, Jacob? If you look at the ratio, when is it a problem? Black. Mashma, all other colors are what? Are good. But you have a conflicting diuk from the Seifa when it says what? Green. Mashma, green's only good, all other colors are bad. So from the ratio, it's mashma, all other colors are good. From the safe, it's mashma, all other colors are bad. It's a stira. What do you do? Who has this kasha? The Kappas Tmorim has this kasha. I mean, the Aruch Lanier has this kasha.
Why can't you just localize both and say that because they're...
Well, I want you to get this down. Let's get it. The Kappas Tmorim writes that other colors are apostle Meshum and Numer. He says the only thing that's good is green. The Aruch Lanier says, why do you say that? It's conflicting. In fact, he says, like in Matthew said, you look at the ratio. The ratio is the only thing that's a problem is what? Black. Everything else is good. That's what he says. And he proves it from the Prima Gadim. That all other colors are good except black. But it might be totally on Machlokes Bavli Yushalmi. What is the Machlokes Bavli Yushalmi that we said? You guys remember that when we learned the Mishnah? A long time ago, on Lamed Beis and Beis. What do we say what is the Machlokes Bavli Yushalmi? What is the Chisaron of more berries and leaves? What does the Bavli say? Menumar, which is Hadar. What does the Yushalmi say? It's a pre. So plug it in. Plug it in. What do you say? If you hold like what? That Ribui of berries is because of Shinui Mara, that it's a different color, it's a problem of Hadar, then that would be possibly my what? Other colors. But if you say it's a problem of being like a pre, which two colors are a pre? Only red and black. All other colors are not. So that's a beautiful nafkamini. Matthew, you got it? If you hold it's a problem of Hadar, then what? All colors will be a problem. Except for green. If you say it's a problem of what? Of pre, the only two colors that are a pre are red and black. Everything else is not considered to be a what? It's not considered to be a pre. So it comes out to be a beautiful nafkamini. And as the Rav Zatzal says, in the Rishim Yisrael, as Rav Shek, this leader spoke about the godless of the Rav, the going oil, it's like a cannon. It was like a cannon, Lamaisa. How much Tyrese said it? Two shiurim. 2 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, double shiurim. They had so much to chazer and so much to prepare for the next week. Hours upon us, like a cannon. You think Bryce Harper has a cannon with his arm, right? Those the Rav. The Rav that's out. The cannon. The cannon of Tyre. Right? The cannon of Tyre. You follow me? You got this, Matthew? That's the Iker cannon. Remember? You know, the Iker and the Tyre. So you know what the Rav said? The Rav said, I saw this amazing. He said, you know what? More berries than leaves. Listen to this. More berries than leaves. What do you say? So you could say it's one of two problems. Either it's a problem of Hadar, Menumar, or it's a problem that it's not the right min. Like we said by Avos, the Meshuggah Hadas. Maybe it's not the right min. Lamay nafkemina. If it's Hadar, according to Ram, it's only possible the first day. The rest of the days will be fine. If it's Afkos, it'll be possible all the days. That's what the Rav has there in the Rishim Shirim. What is the getter of the psul? So that's why I think the Rav's quoting, he has the Yushalmi in mind. He doesn't quote the Yushalmi, but he had the Yushalmi in mind that it's a pre. It's afkos min. You have to take a hadas, a myrtle, not a pre. So if it's a pre, it's a different vort. It'll be puzzle all the days, not just outsider. The last nakuda is the following. The last nakuda, bless you, is the following. So I want you to get this down. Kappa Storm said all their colors are puzzle. The Rav Lanier said from the Prima Gadol, all their colors are kosher, but it might be talking this Machlokes Bavli Yushalmi, and we added the Rav's Nakuda. Okay, last Nakuda we got to get, and that is the following. Please get this. Why is it? Let's get this, Matthew. Oh, out of soap. You got it? The Kappas Tamarim asks, why does Rav Papa need to say that red is like black? To apostle red. Didn't we just learn the only thing that's kosher is green? Every other color is bad, right? So what does he have to say? Shtigal Torah, red is like black. Any other color besides green is possible. So the answer is, why did Rav Chisda, Rav Papa was bothered by it. Why did Rav Chisda have to say, Meshem Rav, Lo Shonu Anav Shkairis? Before it's black, what is it? It's red, exactly. And therefore it should be pus out menumer. So what's the teretz? No, red ones are puzzle. In a chanami, but the reason why I said black is because why? Lamaisa, black ones are really red. They're just laku. They're just laku. So I want you to get down. According to the Kappos Tmorim, why or what? Why is it really usser? Why are black really usser? Black is really usser because it's red. That's the Kappos Tmorim. Please get it down. Black is really usser because it's really red. And any other color besides green is a problem. However, the Aruch Nero of the Avdenazer says no. The Avdenazer says that why is red usser? Because it ends up being black. So Lamaisa, it's possible, even though it's the first stage when it's red. Even though red, meeker, then is not a problem. But since eventually it's going to be black, what's like black now? So according to the Avdenazer, the Magen Avos, red is possible because it's really what? Black. Kappos Tmorim says black is really possible because it's what? Because it's red. Nazis, Lamaisa. Okay? All right, very good. Everyone have a wonderful day. Class are over. Tomorrow we go Vikings, Hashem. So we have Monday, the launch, and then May 5th. Lamaisa. Sorry, Tzvi and Dovi can't be there. But Lamaisa, okay, we'll have to get it. Okay, everyone have a good day. Go ahead.
How can we say it's
early? What time is that? Is that 15, is it?
16.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.